Welcome back. This is Cozy Room Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls, the host of this podcast. This podcast has been around since 2018. And each season of me doing this podcast has been a venting session for my experience in parenting and a real place to get true feedback about what they don't tell you in parenting books, what they don't mentally and emotionally prepare you for that comes with this parenting stuff. So if you're looking for the truth about parenting and you have a young baby or you're co-parenting, I suggest you listen to the first season of Cozy Room Podcast because it's more baby things, toddler things, pre-K things if you have a child that's around that age. But now I'm focusing on the older kids, so that's why you hear the content pertaining to older kids and not so much babies and toddlers and daycare talk, okay? But I've had those episodes. Those episodes are in there, so don't be discouraged to browse through. But today I want to focus on the teachers and the fact that the teachers we have today were brought into a burnt out situation before they personally became burnt out. And they deserve grace, they deserve patience, and they deserve understanding from parents. Because for me, I asked my daughters about their day, I asked them how they're feeling, and I asked them what happened throughout the day. And I listen. I listen to names, I listen to situations, I listen to personality traits through the friends that they talk about, and I listen to the teacher's mannerisms and how they deal with them on a day-to-day basis from their perspective. And a lot of the teachers' reactions and conversation that they have with my kids are giving very much, I'm burnt out. I don't feel like dealing with y'all today. I don't want to be here. Please get away from me. Right? That is the vibe that I'm getting. And I'm not mad at it. But in retrospect, you have to read the room. These are kids who are picking up on the fact that this teacher gets irritated by me when I come to her with a question. And gets irritated by me later when I have questions that I never came to her with. You have to pick a side, right? But I understand why a lot of teachers might feel like that is because you have 24 to 26 kids in the classroom who need your help, who are calling your name, who are raising your hand, who are off task, who are doing something they're not supposed to be doing. And I be losing my shit with two. Imagine 24 plus. So I understand it, okay? People in service jobs get burnt out the most. Social workers, people who teach K through 12, nurses, doctors, they all work a demanding job. And the support staff that supports them also works a demanding job. Okay, I'm talking breaks without pay, a heavy workload, constant disruptive behavior, remembering 24 new names each year. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot. Okay, so in this episode, I want to talk about it so people understand where these teachers are coming from, because I have never taught a class, even though a lot of people may think the way that I might parent my kids from when they were babies up until now, oh, you should teach. Or you should possibly been a teacher. Or I think you would be good as a No. I am just good with teaching too. With a 3-year age difference. But I could not see myself teaching a class of 25. 25 kids with 25 different personalities, with 25 different culture backgrounds, and 25 different ways that they were disciplined or not disciplined. I cannot do it, okay? I am doing what I can do with two. All right? So that's what I'm talking about today. Welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share. And you can find more about me on shanbypodden.com. But let's get into today's episode. All right, so when it comes to these teachers, I believe that they were brought into a burnt out situation when it comes to how they can teach, the rules on what they can teach, this curriculum, and how many hours they have in a day to get through to 24 plus kids in the classroom. I think their workload is too heavy. I think a lot of people's kids misbehave all day, and parents have this illusion that even though they misbehave, they should be able to learn the lesson, and that's not fair. I don't believe that admin does enough support for each of the teachers that they have in that school. The class sizes, in my opinion, are too big. Reality speaking, I think no classroom should have more than 18 to 20 kids in the classroom. Anything over that, I think it's hard to get that under control in a 45-minute period, okay? Emotionally, the kids have short attention spans and short fuses, and that shows up constantly in how they speak to people, how they engage with people, and how that teacher has to stop their lesson each time to get every child on track, okay? A lot of people who are parents today do not parent. They live in a home or they live in an apartment. The child also resides there. The child has a space or a room, and they get ignored until you need to feed them. They get ignored until you need to make sure they showered. They get ignored until you need to make sure they get into the place that they need to be so you can go to work. But they do not get parented. They do not get listened to. They do not get disciplined. They do not get understanding, affection, acknowledgement, or encouraged at home. And the teacher is left to do all of this in the classroom with 24 plus kids. And that's unfair. Damn near impossible. Thus, a lot of the parents are impossible. You can't get them on the phone. You can't get them through email. You have things set up like Class Dojo. They don't respond. Most of the report cards are digitalized. They don't go online and look at their grades. But when they realize summer is coming up and your child is going to repeat this grade, they want to have a conversation. They want your attention. They want that long call. Well, all year I've been sending you paperwork. I called you. I left emails. I contacted you on Class Dojo. I uploaded their grades and their assignments that they were missing on Infinity. And it's been quiet for you. And that's the reality that a lot of parents are ignoring and a lot of teachers are dealing with. A lot of the teachers feel like they have no room to add in ideas or contribute tips because the state sort of dictates what these teachers can say and what they can't say, what they can teach and what they can't teach, what thoughts they can have in the classroom and what they can't have in the classroom, how open-minded they can be and how closed-minded they are. There's not enough teachers for students in my mind. And I understand why there are not enough teachers, because a lot of teachers cannot live or support themselves on the salary that they are given to teach 25 plus kids in the classroom. Okay? Teachers need mental and emotional breaks. The way teachers have to prep kids for standardized tests is not fair, because all kids do not test the same. I talked about the standardized test thing. On top of all of that, they do not get paid enough. Teachers do not get paid enough. The average Georgia teacher salary is $67,000. And the reality is, in Georgia, you need to be making at least $90,000+ a year to be slightly comfortable. So they're already under.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
And the starting salaries in Georgia is starting at $43,000 for a teacher. I make way more than $43,000 and I do not teach a class of 25. Okay. And this is based upon location, experience, and the city that you live in. But that's not enough. I truly feel like the starting salary for a teacher should be $75K. Because they have to pay back school. They have to pay bills. They have to drive to and from their home every day. They have to hear, listen, have grace, have patience. 25 plus people a day. A lot of people in corporate training spaces. Yes, you're teaching a training class of 50 people or 45 people, but that's only for 3 months. They do this year round. Okay. A decent livable salary in Georgia is about 99K, but I feel like 95K, depending on the city that you live in here, you can probably make that comfy too. But to pay them in the 60,000s, it don't make sense. So I understand why there's not enough teachers, because they need to make a living where they're comfortable. And teachers spend a lot of their money for what students don't have from home and from parents. 50% of their salary should be needs, 30% wants, and 20% savings. That's hard to do on a salary that's under $70,000. Okay? 67K divided by 12 months, you're looking at about $5,583.33 before taxes. Before taxes, okay? Rent regularly, if you're by yourself, is about $2,500. Insurance, about $800. Car insurance, about $380 plus. Car payments are at least $450 plus on any car that's older than 2020. Utilities, you're spending about $362 per month. If you have Georgia Power and you don't have a fixed rate, it's probably higher. Okay? So in reality, you only have $1,091 left before taxes, and you have to spend that on food, gas to drive to and from work, supplies for yourself, supplies for kids who don't have it, emergencies, and any debt that you have. It's not enough. Let me say this again. It is not enough. And our teachers are teaching the little people who are going to take care of the older people later on in life. But if they cannot teach the little people, if they cannot afford to teach the little people, who are going to teach the little people? Who? How are we supposed to homeschool our kids while we have to go to work? How? On top of all that, they go home depleted, not able to fully show up for their own kids, not able to fully show up for their husbands or their spouse, not able to fully show up for their other family members that might need them. They go home with paperwork. Most teachers have a second job on the weekend, a second job throughout the summer. It should never have to be like that. For somebody that has to see 25 plus faces a day, talk to them, engage with them, teach them, I shouldn't have to have a second job in order to stay afloat after I clock out here. And the benefits that teachers get, I hear you, but I don't think it's enough either. It needs to be better. So until we teach the people what's actually happening with these teachers, until people have real grace and understanding for these teachers, it's not going to get better. Until these teachers start getting paid their worth, it's not going to get better. And until people stop going into teaching that really do not have a love for teaching, it's not going to get better. Until this administration understands that this curriculum is trash, it doesn't work, it's not progressive, it's not setting up these kids to be great people when they become adults, it's not going to get better. As long as we have parents who do not parent, it's not going to get better. So the situation that teachers are in is burnt out. which then mirrors teachers being burnt out, which then falls into kids not caring, kids not understanding, kids not learning. There are so many kids right now who are not even reading on the grade level that they are in. We have fifth graders reading on a third grade level. We have high schoolers reading on a fifth grade level. And the reality is, teaching a child how to read on their proper grade level is work at school and it's work at home. But you could line up 10 parents and clearly ask them, do you have a bookshelf in your home of children books that are appropriate for your child's age range that they should be reading, that they have access to? A lot of them are going to say no. If you line up 10 parents and say, does your child have a library card for their local library? A lot of parents are going to say no. If you line up 10 parents and ask them, how many times a week do you have your child read a book to you? A lot of parents are going to say, I don't. I haven't thought about it. I don't have time. And y'all wonder why these kids are behind? If you ask 10 parents, what type of math is your child working on this month? Did you check your child's homework this week? Do you allow your child to order at restaurants for themselves? Does your child know how to make a grocery list? Do you check the spelling of the things that they put on the grocery list? Does your child help cook? Do they know how to read and measure ingredients? All of this is life skills. It's parenting. It's work. But we do have to find time to adult, self-care, parent, and go to work. And maintain a household. And teach kids how to do all of those things from morning to night. Next day, next day, next day, next day, next day. And this is why a lot of people decide not to have kids, because they don't have the capacity to adult, self-care, go to work, come home, take care of what they have to do at home, and then turn around and show another human being how to do it. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, it's not that bad. It's not a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. And you have to have the patience and the grace and the capacity for it. And if you do not have the patience, the grace, and the capacity for it, eventually you are going to be burnt out. You are going to be frustrated. Your kids are going to be scared to come to you with questions. Your kids are not going to enjoy the time that you're around. So it's all a trickle effect. We have to fix the situation that we put teachers in. And then we can start to fix what kids are not learning and what kids need. And parents, you don't have a choice. Once you become a parent, you must parent. It is not just about buying food, feeding them, making sure they bathe, making sure they have a room, making sure they do their homework, making sure that you drop them off, making sure you pick them up. They're people. They're people who one day are going to become adults and affect other people. And at the core of it, it starts with you. So do what you will with that information. I just wanted to break that down for a lot of people so people understand where teachers are coming from, because I am not a teacher, have never been a teacher, but I do teach my children. And that is a lot of work. But unlike a lot of parents out there, I'm a parent that shows up, does, do, and get it done. And I can only speak for me. But anywho, yeah. We need teachers, and teachers need us to support them. What are you planning on doing? Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shambipodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shambipodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.